KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have cloudy skies, some fog, and drizzle. We look for that to continue this morning. Partly cloudy this afternoon, a high around 83. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Jeff Moranz of Stifel Investments. A Mills County woman convicted of causing the death of her young daughter by giving her unprescribed antidepressants has been sentenced to 50 years in prison. A judge on Thursday sentenced 34-year-old Misty Frazier of Glenwood to the prison term following her earlier conviction for child endangerment resulting in death. Frazier was found not guilty of the other charges, including second-degree murder. She will immediately be eligible for parole. An autopsy showed Frazier's 8-year-old daughter, Kathleen Tafta, died in October of 2016 from an overdose of the antidepressant amitriptyline, which is commonly sold under the brand name Elavil. Frazier's lawyer had argued during the trial that her actions were due to an intellectual impairment. Elsewhere in Southwest Iowa News, the Creston police report this morning that Timothy Alvin Newton of Lamoni was arrested Thursday afternoon at the Creston Walmart store on a charge of theft in the third degree. Newton was being held in the Union County Jail on a $2,000 bond. And a man residing in the 200 block of Myrtle Street in Creston reported to authorities late Thursday morning that sometime between 9 p.m. the previous night and 10 a.m. on Thursday, a blue scooter was taken from his property. The loss was estimated at $600. Montgomery County Sheriff's deputies early this morning arrested 20-year-old Dustin Lee Jones of Red Oak for driving while suspended. In addition, Jones, who was taken into custody near Highway 48 and 140th Street at around 2:25 a.m., was cited for possession of alcohol under the legal age. Well, Jerry Evans, the water superintendent for the city of Elkhorn, reported yesterday that the boil order that had been in effect on Monday has been lifted. The order was removed after tests for contamination that may have occurred during a problem at the plant on Monday came back negative. The former city clerk in Kimbleton is facing multiple charges after being arrested by the Audubon County Sheriff's Department. 49-year-old Tammy Thompson of Exira is accused of taking money from the city while she worked there. Thompson's arrest followed a special investigation by State Auditor Mary Moseman's office that started when a software provided to the city noticed discrepancies in the financial transactions.
Our investigation identified $38,571 of undeposited collections, $42,431 of improper disbursement, and almost $9,000 of unsupported disbursements, for a total impact to the city of Kimbleton of almost $90,000.
Moseman says it appears that Thompson kept utility payments for herself.
Several residents pay their utility bills with cash, and our report shows that in numerous instances, the cash payment was recorded on the customer's account, but not deposited to the city's bank account.
There were other issues with the investigation found as well with Thompson's handling of city funds,
such as checks redeemed for cash and various cash withdrawals, and then various improper purchases made with the city's credit card to Walmart, Sam's Club, Amazon, and other vendors. And things that were purchased were personal items and not items that were used for city operations.
Thompson is charged with felony counts of first-degree theft, fraudulent practice, and fraudulent use of a credit card. She turned herself in Thursday morning and was released on her own recognizance. A preliminary hearing was set for September 10th. Auditor Moseman says Kimbleton falls under a new state law that requires a periodic review of their finances, and her office did an audit in 2014. That audit raised concerns.
There were significant findings, and we knew we needed to get back in relatively soon, so we set a follow-up examination, you know, because we want to give them some time to implement the recommendations. This is the first time anybody had audited or done any type of financial procedures in the city of Kimbleton, so we wanted to give them some time to implement our recommendations.
Moseman said they did a second audit in 2017 and found many of the same issues with the accounting system, along with some new ones.
The city was cautioned that they needed to provide more oversight, make sure there's reconciliations taking place, making sure that they're verifying documentation based on their credit card purchases, and just making sure there's proper authorization for every type of resource spent or used.
She said her office makes the recommendations, and it's up to the cities to follow through on them. The Audubon County Sheriff's Office said Wednesday that 33-year-old Sean Leroy Schmidt of Kimbleton was arrested on August 16th. Schmidt was taken into custody on an outstanding warrant for violation of probation. Schmidt has since posted bond and was released. In our funeral announcements, Adam Nelson, age 38, of Polk City, a native of Atlantic, died August 16th. Funeral services for Adam Nelson will be at noon today at the Lutheran Church of Hope in Ankeny. Hamilton's funeral home in West Des Moines has the arrangements. Phil Chintz, age 86, of Atlantic, died Sunday at the Heritage House. A prayer service for Phil Chintz will be today at 1 o'clock at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Charles Ray Raymond Gary, age 77, of Red Oak, died Tuesday. Funeral services for Ray Gary will be tomorrow at 10 o'clock at the Reekin Dune Funeral Home in Griswold. Violet Fiscus, age 96, of Harlan, died Sunday. Funeral services for Violet Fiscus will be tomorrow at 11 o'clock at the United Methodist Church in Kirkman. Polly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Barbara J. Madsen, age 87, of Audubon, died August 16th. A Celebration of Life memorial gathering for Barbara Madsen will be tomorrow from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon. James Jim Craig Johnson, age 46, who's formerly of Griswold, died August 17th at his home in Kansas City. A Celebration of Life for Jim Johnson will be held on Sunday from 1:30 to 4:30 p.m. at the Griswold Community Building. Reekin Dune Funeral Home of Griswold has the arrangements. Rebecca Becky Perkins, age 57, of Atlantic, died Wednesday at Atlantic Specialty Care. A Celebration of Life for Becky Perkins will be on Monday at 11 a.m. at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Joyce Peterson, age 82, of Atlantic, died August 18th. Funeral services for Joyce Peterson will be Monday at 2:30 at the Hockenberry Funeral Home in Atlantic. And Janet Jan Ruth Kearns, age 70, of Ocala, Florida, a native of Greenfield, died August 20th. Funeral services for Jan Kearns will be held on Tuesday at 11 a.m. at the Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Greenfield. The Slade O'Donnell Funeral Home of Leon has the arrangements. News brought to you by Jeff Moranz of Stiefel Investments. Give him a call at 712-243-5500. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.